Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Right, always a pleasure to welcome back into the studio Mr. Ian Ross.
Hooray.
Appleton's former director of communication. Hello, Ross. Nice
Hello,
to see you.
Matey.
And you brought in with you today Susan Cunningham, because we're going to talk about something that's happening in the city, which has maybe got the hackles up for quite a few residents down at the waterfront. So Susan Cunningham is from the Waterloo Warehouse Action Group. Let's try and explain this as easily as possible. Morning to you, Susan. Tell us, first of all, for those who don't know, where is Waterloo Warehouse?
Waterloo Warehouse is a Grade 2 listed building of World Heritage status on the waterfront of the city. And it's to the north of the Three Graces and the Liver buildings.
Just behind Costco.
Just behind Costco.
And it's essentially
one of the
massive old warehouse buildings,
Green
which
warehouse,
is now currently apartments, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You've been there for many years, Rossi.
I left last year, but I was there for 20 years. They started the renaissance of the building about 25 years ago. It's got about 220 apartments in there now.
Right, okay. So you've recently left that building.
Yeah.
Susan still lives there. And of course, most people would think you've got this wonderful living environment down there. You've chosen somewhere pretty special to be next to the waterfront.
Absolutely. And it's a well-established community, as Ian says. It's been there for, you know, over 20 years now. It's a beautiful place to live. It's a beautiful building with lots of history behind it. And in fact, the West Waterloo Dock is probably more significant than the Three Graces in terms of its history. So, for example, the story is that John F. Kennedy's great-great-great-great-grandfather actually docked there in the West Waterloo Dock. There's so much history about it, really, and it's just a beautiful place to be.
Fabulous place to live. Now, of course, recently we know that Everton have revealed their plans for building a new stadium, which isn't that far down the waterfront from where you are. So that's always been on the horizon. You've been aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then something else has entered the fray. I'm trying to make this as easy as possible. So, Rossi, tell us what happened after that.
What happened is that we've got a council here which seems to think it can push things through very quickly and very quietly. Christmas Eve, I think it was, most of the residents of the Waterloo Warehouse received a letter saying that they'd received an application for planning permission to install, right in front of the Waterloo Warehouse, between the warehouse and the river itself, six skyscrapers, I suppose you'd call them, six tower blocks between 14 and 10 stories high, which will completely block any view at all that the Waterloo Warehouse residents have of the river up to New Brighton. It'll turn it into some sort of dockland ghetto. It'll look like a prison. And astonishingly, from my perspective, you look at the planning application, the total is 654, another 654 apartments for Liverpool, but only 150 parking spaces. Tell me how that one works, then.
This doesn't quite add up. How did you react when you saw this letter come through, Susan?
Oh, well, I was appalled, obviously, and then we're quite a quiet and a modest community, really. Keep ourselves to ourselves, but nonetheless, we're lovely people. So bumped into a neighbour. They said, oh, have you heard about this? We're livid. You know, it's really awful. And then I joined the Waterloo Warehouse Forum, and the membership of that has doubled. Since we've heard about this atrocious planning application. Flyers went round and we've really chivvied up really to campaign against this. If this happens, as Ian says, it will totally conceal this beautiful building from the waterfront. Not only that, what I don't think Ian mentioned was, in order to achieve these, you know, anonymous residential units, they're talking about partially infilling that West Waterloo Dock. You know, and that's an atrocious thing to do. And we're talking about 1 hectare of land, no bigger than a football pitch, for 646 apartments, you know, six residential units. Now imagine Anfield. So imagine the football pitch and putting these six skyscrapers end to end and 640 apartments fitting it on that small space. It's just greedy developers, as far as I'm concerned.
It's obviously an area that is protected to a great extent because the waterfront is the pride of the city. So I would imagine there's a certain number of loopholes that need to be addressed.
There are, I think, Susan. Since the residents kicked into action, they've been fantastic. I mean, they've contacted World Heritage and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And various MPs, councillors, and they've all said, we'll have a look at this.
Because you can't just build anything on the waterfront,
can you? You know, you can't. I mean, there's a tall buildings policy as well in force in this city, allegedly. So quite why they're doing this. But there is a ruling, I think, Susan, is there not, that you cannot block a Grade 2 listed building the view from the river. You can't do it. You're not supposed to do it. And the council are aware of this.
Yeah.
As I say, it's the way the council have done this, to deliver these letters on Christmas Eve and then give the residents initially, although they've extended it, a couple of weeks only to lodge objections. It means they were just hoping to rush this one through as quickly as possible without any complaints. And it's just cultural vandalism on a massive scale.
Of course, we will ask the council for their right to reply. I'm sure they can have their own voice on this as well. What stage are we at? So is it Peel Holdings who have these plans?
It's Peel Holdings, I think that own the land. And
right.
It's the developer, Ruff and Rommel, I think.
Right,
that
so a different developer
to develop it. Yes.
Right,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Is it at the early stages? I mean, obviously your campaign is.
Yeah, well, we're in the consultation period, and I've been encouraged to make comments on it. And I understand that has been extended to the 31st of January. So this is not just about residents living in Waterloo Warehouse. This is about people across the city, because they're threatening, once again, our World Heritage status. And we've been here before. This is not the first fight these residents have had to have. And the other concerning thing about me is you do feel like it's a bit of David versus Goliath situation, because, again, I understand that about 90% of planning applications get approved. So we really feel up against it. But as Ian said, there's lots of organisations, lots of people getting behind us. UNESCO, this building is already under threat in terms of World Heritage. And it's something that we feel so strongly about that we've just got to fight it, and we'll fight it till the end.
On top of the skyscrapers they proposed, there's also the new Isle of Man ferry terminal is going there in front of the building. And the simple truth is that if this is passed, irrespective of the size or scale, the people living in Waterloo Warehouse and Waterloo Quay are looking at maybe 18 months, 2 years living on a building site. And I know from living there that any noise down the dock echoes tremendously. And the noise and the dirt from building for 18 months will just be horrendous. And you can just see an exodus happening from the Waterloo Warehouse, which is a shame, because people bought those apartments to stay there for the rest of their lives. A lot of them are elderly, retired people. And this was the place they wanted to see out their days. Well, they won't be seeing the river during their period of seeing out the days if they throw up these horrendous buildings.
And just to play devil's advocate, you know a stadium is going to be built further down there. So you would presume within time that will sort of join towards the city, or that land will eventually be built upon towards the city.
The council started a programme about 18 months ago of repaving all the pavements from the Waterloo Warehouse, Costco, northwards towards Bootle, Miller's Bridge. They spent an absolute fortune doing this. Now, nobody walks on those pavements at the moment. There's nothing there to walk, there's nothing to see. So clearly they are preparing for the renaissance of the northern area of the dock, which is fine. But as you said earlier, there is so much empty land, and yet they're concertining this mass. They're turning it into, it's like a council estate. I've got nothing wrong with council estates. I lived on one. But it's becoming like that, like an estate. And these magnificent standalone buildings should be seen by everybody, not just those who live in them, but they should be enjoyed by other people going past on the ferry and stuff. It's a wonderful building. And as I say, go and have a look at it now, because in 2 years you won't be able to see it.
Yeah. And we as residents, we've got no problem with the transformation of the north side. In fact, we believe it's long overdue. No problem with the Everton development either. But it's not going to block a Grade 2 listed building of World Heritage status. And really, as citizens of this city, on that waterfront, it's important to us, the people, the ordinary people, the little people living in Liverpool, as China's terracotta army. We should be protecting this, not making it disappear behind anonymous residential units.
Susan, thank you very much for spelling out your story. Best of luck. Is there more information somewhere where people might want to have a look? Have you got a social media page? Or
we have, but it's closed at the moment because it's a Facebook page which we've kept internal.
Right, OK.
You know, because they abuse people like me and stuff like that. So
if anything arises, I'll be sure to give it out.
Yeah, you'll get it, don't worry.
And certainly the Echo. We've spoken to the Echo and we understand that at some point they'll be running this story.
They'll have a look at the story as well. OK, well, we will obviously ask the council for their right to reply on it as well, as would be fair. But thank you very much for your conversations on that.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.